Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Ches. Oh, Halacha Test. Listen to this one. This one's going to blow your mind. Okay? Open up Svarim 2. Klal Ches Halacha Test. Veda, oi. Afilu Levazus Elcharvus Amesim Gam Ken Oser. You would think, for sure. Listen to this. You're saying Lashon Hara, and you are demeaning someone who is no longer of this world. Right? Oser. It's Oser. It's actually a Gemara in Baba Kama, says the Chavetz Chaim on the bottom. Because of Paiskim, listen to this. The Eshakot of Achayim Kadmoyim Shal Lohotzi Laz V'Shem Ralameisim. Not only is it Yitzhak Lashon Hara, but there's already a Chayim early from the early rabbis that anyone who defames and says bad things about a person who's no longer of this world, right? Guy cannot hear, can't defend himself. So not only are you over the Yitzhak Lashon Hara, but you're in Chayim. Because of Afilu Mameisam Ha'aretz Kol Shkeinim Tama Chacham. It doesn't make a difference. I'm a Aretz. Certainly, if he's a Tamachach, was a Tamachach, and Vada, I'm a Vaza, it's an oven, completely healed, a terrible thing. V'chayev nidiyazeh, gewalt. K'moshe nifzak v'yardeya simen reish mem gimel siv zayin. The Gemara Mon Katan explains, someone is Mavaza Tamachach, he defames a Torah scholar, then he should be in nidui, which is like chayrim. V'yisuzesh mavaza Tamachach, mafilu mavaza so ba'atzmo. Even if he does it over himself. Now listen to this. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the bottom, interesting vart. You know, sometimes we see the Rishonim when they argued with each other, even in the Gemara, Rishonim, we see they used very harsh language. Maskif, they would attack each other. And sometimes the Taka said things that sounded like, you know, the Ravid sometimes on the Rambam, and the Rambam makes a halach, and the Ravid says, well, the Rambam lost his head, you know what I mean? They used to say sometimes, Sharfa, words, right? Sharfa vertel, sharp words against each other. Says the Chavetz Chaim, when they did it, it was only bevikuchim l'shem shemayim. They did it when they were arguing with each other. To, you know, they were arguing mechamta shel Torah. They were arguing with each other. It wasn't a personal attack. Rather, they were arguing with each other, and they said, "No, this isn't the right pshat." They were fighting what the emes was in Divrei Torah. But obviously, they were never mechaved chas v'shalom l'hal this loisays to make fun of whatever other rabbi. They were mechaved many stories. You know, there's a famous maisa. There was a big machloikas at one time, whatever the topic was, where Ramosha made a certain psak, Ramosha Feinstein, Zechatzalik Racha, made a certain psak in halacha, which the Satmar Rebbe Zechon Lebrach at the time was vehemently against. It was a big zach. Satmar Rebbe was against it, and there was all kinds of things, and there was all kinds of people were sending all kinds of terrible death threats, chveis to Ramosha, and all kinds of things, whatever. And the Talmidim were arguing with each other and fighting. So Ramosha and I forgot who said it was the Satmar Rebbe. He said, you know, the Simon Rebbe and Ramosha, they were arguing al pi emes and divrei Torah. They didn't chas v'shalom have any. They had only the greatest respect for each other. He says it was Talmidim that made it into a thing. The problem, he says, if you see in Shemoneh Esrei, it's three brachas. Hashiva Shefteinu is that we want the emes, right? We want judges that say emes. Two later is al tzadikim and tzadikim. The problem is when the mashinim get in between. So he said, when the machine get in between the Hashiva Shavtainu and Tzadikim, so that's when there's a fight. But Chas Hashom, the two Tzadikim weren't really fighting. Now, Halacha Yiraton Averel Afnei Miyotzu L'Shav L'Lashon Hara. Now he's going to say, we're talking Halacha L'Maisa about saying L'Lashon Hara, in front of whom? Okay, that the Inshilach Bizlas of Israel Hasipur Benim Musap and Hashem Chaim Kurv Rechoyim of the Ishtav in Loshit Sarach Dovah Shatzaludia. Now, people think, you know, you're allowed to go home and say Lashon Hara to your wife, you could say it to your mother, you could say it to your brother. Chas Hashom, you can't say Lashon Hara. Not to someone who's a stranger, not to someone who's related to you, not to your wife, not to your husband. Unless it's something, he says, sometimes a husband has to tell a wife something in order that she should know. For instance, Ne'etuel, Shetiyem Zalahaba, for the future, and Shema Kevla, Noshem Raim. Let's say his wife is not worldly and doesn't know what's going on outside in the world. And she's running the business, and she lends credit. She does credit. She's running the store during the day, and she lets this guy come in, and she sells him on credit. Right? That's what makefis means. She doesn't realize later it's going to hard to get money from them. So then he tells her, listen, these guys, don't trust these kind of guys, you know, these Europeans. Mazir and Shalala Hakibasam, he warns her not to trust them, right? It's people who don't pay their canteen tab. Who had the shut of Yisabra Mazer Shutfella? Or a partner tells another partner, that these people are not becheskes naman, are not trustworthy. V'chol ki agavna. However, afilu meina makir ba'atzman tiv amirah, rakshama lehem, and even if he doesn't know for sure that they're not good credit risks, but he heard about it, again, mutal usabal lamash shama lehem lazir al-abad, she should be careful not to lend them money, avshein lalaham in bachlata, but over there, as we said earlier in the last cloud, you're not allowed to believe it, you just have to be careful not to do it. Masha shama lehem. Besides this exception to the rule, again, in other words, sometimes people that you're closer to are the people that you'll sometimes tell things to be careful not to get in trouble with bad people. Usually you don't go on the street and say, listen, I heard Lashon Hara about this guy, I know it's true, you got to be careful not to go to, you don't say that. But to your relatives, your friends, to your family, that's who sometimes you warn. So he says, okay, that I understand. But besides that, when it's mutter, there's absolutely no hefter. Now listen to this. He says, although it's in French, I'll just tell you the kitzer, he says, by the way, many people make such a mistake. I'll tell you what he says. He says, you know, sometimes look, a guy goes to the work and his boss is mean to him. Or he goes to Beis Medrash and somebody was in the shul and he was insulted him. So he comes home and he tells his wife all about it. It's usur. You can't go home and say, this one made fun of me, and this one, he says, besides it, it's making machlokes, and it causes sinna and riv, whatever. He says, not that. He says, besides that, you're making yourself look like a fool. He says, your wife is not going to be mechaber them, and she's going to lose respect for you also. You don't go home and tell your wife about people that insulted you. First of all, lashon hara. And second of all, now she loses respect for those people because of machlokes. She's not going to like them and their wives and etc. etc. There's no reason for that. And now that says the Chafetz Chaim, he says, you know, you're not even, it's not doing yourself any good. Okay, Yashikayach, Rabbi Sai.